Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein once again on a Monday morning where we take a look at stories she has been following and is expected to follow things coming up this week in our area. And you can find her stories at rep-am.com and also in the newspaper. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Another beautiful day here in the northwest corner.
It's going to be one great week.
Except for no rain.
There's no way, I know, but you know,
yeah.
In the middle of August, to have a week with no humidity and temperature around 80.
That's a gift.
It doesn't happen very often.
You are correct. So busy weekend. Wow, just so much going on. Nice, as we keep saying, nice to see everybody back out and about. We had music fest in Cornwall this weekend with the Taste of Cornwall.
Yeah.
And boy, that was yummy. what a great idea. They asked everybody who grows or produces something in the town to bring their stuff, and they either sold, gave it right the way it was brought, or they sent it up to Teresa Freund to take all the ingredients and make them into something. And they had a smorgasbord that was really wonderful and a great idea. I mean, and it showcased all the farmers and other people in town. And, of course, that was accompanied by the music of Wanda Houston and the HBH band, so it really was a perfect evening. And then, of course, we were up at the Sharon Triathlon early Saturday morning, which is always fun. Of course, I can barely get there, and these people are swimming and biking and running, and it's amazing.
But the weather was perfect for them.
The weather was absolutely perfect. The water was a little warm, some of them said, but so they swim half a mile, they bike 12 miles, and they run 5 miles. And as we stated, it really was a family affair. A lot of families doing either running individually or working as a team. And turnout was a little smaller, Matt Andrulis-Meddy, who is the Park and Rec director, said. But he's noticed, he looked around, it's commonplace these days. The numbers are down. But, you know, that may be because things are revving up after COVID and people are starting to get back out. So, just a lot of stuff going on. And looking ahead, Marshall.
Well, tonight's a big night in Sharon.
We have the broadband, correct?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I've seen towns in all the different states around us try to form their own broadband company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Sharon Access Broadband Committee really researched, put together a plan that said, well, the town could build one for $12 million and blah, blah, laid out and sent out. All it has been very transparent.
Yes.
But the way they've done it, it's the first time I've seen this. They actually forced Comcast to come back and work with the town and make an offer.
Mm-hmm.
To wire the entire town. Just an outstanding job by that task force.
Yeah. This is a crucial issue. It's so interesting because it came up actually at the triathlon the other day. Somebody was there and needed service, and there wasn't any out at Mudge Pond. You know, it's very sporadic. If you went a few feet, you could get service. If you went a few feet the other way, there was none. So self-service. So, this is top of the list of priorities in these towns, and you're right. This committee has done.
And the town would commit $1.6 million as opposed to $12 million, and that $1.6 million commitment is actually an investment in the town to have more people move here.
Absolutely, and more businesses. It's all positive.
Well, that meeting is 6 p.m. tonight. It's going to be live and in person and also via Zoom.
6 p.m. at Town Hall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I have very little on my calendar for this week other than except for August Fest in Falls Village next Sunday. they'll be cooking bratwurst and music the way they did last year at the Hunt Library. And that's always a fun that was a fun event, first time last year. And Hunt Library is amazing, the activities that they hold there. It just they come up with such great ideas. So that's from 4 to 6 next Sunday.
And well, Salisbury has a P&Z committee tonight, and then basically the track committee for Sharon and Salisbury on Wednesday, and the Affordable Housing Commission on Thursday. But the North Canaan Board of Selectmen had a special meeting this morning.
Oh, really?
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I'll have to follow that up, see what they're about. Mm. We do have, well, there's Cornwall Selectmen tomorrow.
Yep.
I must mention the bear talk that was held in Cornwall this week. Kyle Testerman, a rep from the DEEP, came. And Marshall, there were 300 people on Zoom to wow. hear this, in addition to those who were there in person, talk about a topic of interest that's...
Well, the bears are everywhere, and there is a great video, and this was shot in Connecticut on the Internet. A bear was at somebody's front door, and they put their camera on. The bear opened up the door, okay,
mm-hmm.
and came inside by about 3 or 4 feet, looked around, looked ahead at the guy or woman with the camera, looked around, backed out, and now here's the amazing part. Grabbed the handle and shut the door as it was leaving.
Gosh.
I mean, they are so smart.
Yeah.
And because somebody put some garbage in our cans.
I am losing you, Marshall.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Somebody put some garbage in our cans a little bit last week and over the this weekend. And so a bear knocked our garbage cans over. We have to put up signs. Please do not put your garbage in our cans, because there's a bear that rifles through Sharon there, you know, and it makes a big mess. You there, Ruth?
Austin.
I got you, Ruth. Can you hear me?
No. Yeah, I lost you there for a while.
Wow. Well, it wouldn't be the first time or the last time,
probably.
Yeah, exactly. Are we there?
Yeah, we are here. Can you hear me?
In and out.
In and out. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the phone connection here sounds really stable.
Hmm.
Maybe your battery's dying on your Fortiphone.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is my phone. I don't know.
Well, anyway, but...
oh, dear.
It's another week you're out, and
yes, we'll be out. And as we always say, you never know what's going to happen. So there may be things that we can't predict.
That's it. All right, Ruth.
Sorry about that. I'll have to check my batteries.
All right.
And have a good week, Marshall.
Okay, take care, Ruth.
You too.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.